From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you are planning to flee city smog and vacation in the country this summer, you may have to go farther than you think. Dozens of remote areas in the U.S. are recording air pollution levels that the EPA considers potentially dangerous. Frank Morris of member station KCUR has this story from way out on the high plains of Kansas.
Coyotes and big herds of deer run wild at Cedar Bluff State Park. Vast grasslands roll out for miles all around this hill with scarcely a house in sight. But even here, there's a big city problem. A rack of humming gizmos inside a little shed perched up here constitute the only surface-level ozone monitor for hundreds of miles. And Craig Voland with the Kansas Sierra Club says it smells trouble.
This monitor at Cedar Bluffs is considered a background monitor to show what a pristine environment would be like. And lo and behold, we're finding it's not so pristine.
Ground-level ozone is typically formed when fumes from chemical solvents or gasoline mix with fossil fuel exhaust. It's a key ingredient in smog, and it's a problem in most major cities. But strangely enough, it turns out that surface-level ozone concentrations way out here on the Lone Prairie periodically hit levels now thought dangerous to some people. Though, try telling that to any of the 1,700 or so living over in nearby Waukini, Kansas. In the basement of the Waukini Church of God, Pastor Troy Miller has just shown up to join the early morning coffee gang.
And so whatever we think we might be doing to the ozone or not doing to the ozone or whatever trouble we think we might be causing for the atmosphere, I don't think it's as big of a problem as we sometimes like to think it is, because I think that we don't cause as much damage as we think we do.
Outside, under a dazzling blue sky, it's easy to see why Miller's not overly concerned about air pollution. Mary Hendricks is already out gardening.
Take a look at this sky and this air this morning. I mean, you don't need to have monitoring equipment to appreciate how clear the air really is.
In Topeka, 240 miles to the east, Tom Gross with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says Mary Hendricks is right, mostly.
The air quality in western Kansas didn't change. The standard changed.
Earlier this year, the EPA lowered the standard for ozone from 80 to 75 parts per billion. Applicable readings at Cedar Bluff average 71 parts per billion and sometimes leap into the high 80s. But Gross says that state officials have been able to trace the path of that pollution-laden air hitting the monitor on those rare bad days.
You're picking up pollution from Dallas-Fort Worth, from Oklahoma City, from Wichita, and dropping it all on western Kansas.
At EPA regional headquarters in Kansas City, Joshua Tapp agrees. But he says enormous feedlots and a coal-fired power plant may contribute to the high readings out there. And at this point, he says, it's hard to say just how big or bad the problem really is.
We need to begin to take a closer look at what's going on to ensure that we haven't missed anything out there. Are we finding all the highest numbers? Are we ensuring that public health is adequately protected?
Just outside Tapp's office, a tangle of interstate highways surround railroad lines, factories, and office towers. There's no question Kansas City's got an ozone problem, and the new standards may force real changes here. But out at Cedar Bluff, the new standard is more of a warning. If one monitor, covering tens of thousands of square miles of open prairie, registers high pollution levels some days, it's hard to imagine that any place in the continental United States is an absolute refuge from smog. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.